Hi, I'm Michael Beamish from Peninsula Volkswagen in Frankston. We are having a huge Oktoberfest sale with eye-popping savings across every new Volkswagen and demonstrator in stock. Peninsula Volkswagen Frankston. Call us now on 9783 8200, but only while stocks last.
Claim CT 10703.
Always good to catch up with our sports digital media guru. Sports geek Sean Callanan is on the line right in front of me.
Yes, I'm on the line right
now. Hello, Sean.
Where's this line that I'm on? I'm sitting in a chair. Someone rename these chairs, but yeah, good to be here.
That's the line, that's the blower, and that's something else over there, that chair. Now, what are we talking about today? I've seen all your clients, just went on there, my feed's coming through with all of your clients on Twitter. They've got this big blue tick or white tick in a blue circle. What's going on?
So what we've been able to do is get their accounts verified. So,
what do you mean verified?
Verified, that means Twitter have effectively said, yes, they are the people who they say they are. So,
which is important on Twitter.
And you know, a lot of people know that the West Coast Eagles, you know, the Melbourne Storm. And now they've got a new handle. They're no longer Melb Storm RLC. They're now at Melbourne Storm, which makes a lot of sense.
Why weren't they at Melbourne Storm in the first place?
They didn't have the handle. Someone went and grabbed it. And so we were able to talk to Twitter and say, can we have that handle back? And they went, yeah, no worries. So now the Melbourne Storm is at Melbourne Storm.
Well, that's
so
much easier.
It's much easier, and it's more conducive to say, oh, I'm looking forward to seeing at Melbourne Storm. It flows a little bit better.
Yeah.
So Twitter have contacted us about helping develop Australia as a market for Twitter. And, you know, we're mad for Twitter. We love our tweeting.
Because I know that we actually...
And I did say, you know, we have been using Twitter, and there is a lot of activity, and, you know, Australia pretty much takes over trends at about 8 o'clock at night. When all the US are asleep. So they do know that it is a you know, good market for them, and you know, there's a lot of people tweeting.
Yep.
But they really want to take it mainstream and have more people doing it, making it a bit more commonplace.
Right.
And one of the things that worked really well for them in the States, and we've spoken about it before, is, you know, the case study of Shaquille O'Neal. Like when Shaq went and got on Twitter and stopped, you know, he had 6 or 7 impersonators. He got on Twitter, said, it's the real me,
yep,
at the real Shaq, and started tweeting. Then the media started paying attention, and a lot more athletes and celebrities jumped on Twitter. So it really helped their rise. You know, we're talking two, three years ago.
Yeah.
So they see, well, why don't we see if we can duplicate that in Australia? And so I said, well, you've got a pretty good, you know, all the teams are using it and doing a great job from a fan engagement, driving traffic back to their website.
Yep.
And then you've also got players that are using it quite effectively. But there is that, oh, hang on, is that a real account or is that a fake account? And so that's where the verified tick will come in handy, is that people will be able to go, oh, that account, yep, I know that that's real because Twitter has signed it off. Now, you know, they'll still need me and the clubs and that to say, yes, this is a fair income account and not a fake. But if we verify the right ones, then they'll be a bit easier for people that are coming to Twitter for the first time to go, oh, I know that, you know, people who are already verified, like Shane Warne has been verified. So being able to know that that is a real account, the person behind that account is the actual person, will help, you know, ease people going, I'm not sure if it's real or not.
Yeah,
and so what Twitter want to do, or as we say in Australia, Twitter, you know, when you're talking to them, you got to put it in the Australian accent, is give it a bit more of an Aussie feel. So if you're new to Twitter and you sign up, so rather than seeing, you know, Ellen DeGeneres and LeBron James as suggested people to follow, you'll start getting Australian flavour.
Sports geek.
And
Richo.
Yes, Jace Richo and things like that. And you'll start seeing more of an Australian celebrities and Australian athletes and Australian partners. So people get, you know, Australian feel for their Twitter. Because if you go follow these American accounts, they'll all be tweeting when we're asleep.
Are you telling me that Dennis Cometti, when he gets on Twitter, he's going to have the rights to at Dennis Cometti? As opposed to the fake account?
Potentially, yeah. That's exactly right. So a lot of people will be thinking that is...
Which is very funny, by the way.
It's very funny, and people might think that is. But as more accounts get verified, people will see it's not verified and go, oh, that's not really... And even if they read the bio, it says it's not a real account.
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't. But the thing is, if you start seeing the tick, you go, oh, that's real. So if we start having more accounts verified, then people will be able to go, oh, that's not a real account, it's a parody account, and that's a real person. So Twitter, for instance, sent me a list of 500 VITs, very important Twitterers, did it very pretty much algorithmically. So they just looked at Wikipedia, they looked at Twitter, and they said, here's who we reckon are the top 500 Australian accounts.
So how serious was it?
Didn't quite scrape in.
What?
Didn't scrape in. But there was a whole bunch of accounts that weren't really Australian accounts that were fake accounts. So we're helping them to go through and say, no, we, you know, if you're going to go and start promoting certain accounts, we want to make sure that they're real, real accounts, that they're people that are tweeting properly and doing a good job, because they're the ones that Twitter want to promote. So
that's good for their business too, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, so, and that's the thing, it grows. You know, we use, and Twitter is, and it works so well with sports, because sports is best live. And Twitter is built for life.
There's no better sport for Twitter than the Tour de France. Sitting on the couch late at night, live, it's fantastic.
But that goes with any live sport. I heard a great phrase at the Asia Pacific World Sport Women's Conference at the MCG the last 2 days.
Yeah.
Common tweeting.
Oh, right.
So that's when you are commentating via action, Twitter on a sports event.
Right.
And Brodie O'Donnell, who's a pro cyclist, I'm going to give her credit for that one, but it's a great phrase, because that's effectively what a lot of people do, and that's what athletes can do. You know, you can be comment tweeting while you're watching the footy, and you've got that footballer's perspective.
That's effectively what I do covering the Tour de France.
Exactly.
And I've got no expertise in it at all, but no. I'm comment tweeting.
Exactly.
I like it. Okay, well, look out for the verification tick from the Twitter accounts, and make sure they are the rigid edge ones, and you'll know exactly what's coming at you from those organisations. Great to catch up, mate.
No worries, mate.
Check out at SportsGeek and all the social media platforms, and you'll find out what Sean's doing in this world. He's a star, he's our man, and we love him.
If you can't work, you still need to pay your bills. Rate Detective will compare and find the most competitive quote for income protection insurance and give you a 20% rebate after 12 months. Call 1-300-DETECT.
Rate Detective offer general advice on insurance and are an authorised representative of Risk Advice Specialist AFS Licence 412709.